Good afternoon. This is the Portland Design Commission for May 14th, 2020. And please note the commission hearings room at 1900 Southwest 4th Avenue, room 2500B, is closed to the public due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Under Portland City Code and state law, the Design Commission is holding this meeting electronically. All members of the commission are attending remotely by video and teleconference. Through required public notice, the public is invited to also participate remotely and can provide testimony during today's hearing. The commission is taking these steps as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic and the need to limit in-person contact and promote social distancing. The pandemic is an emergency that threatens the public health, safety, and welfare, which requires us to meet remotely by electronic communications. Thank you all for your patience, flexibility, and understanding as we manage through this difficult situation to do the city's business. And an emphasis on that, this is actually our first hearings date. We had a very brief meeting last week to cover items of interest. Today we have two agenda items that the public will be participating in. And we beg everyone's patience and flexibility. We are all working different electronic setups and have different access to documents, and we will all get through this together. Thank you very much. So let's begin with introductions. First of the Bureau of Development Services staff who are here today. And I am looking at a grid of everyone who is participating. If it's okay with commissioners and staff, I will call out names and each of you can read your name into the record and give folks who are dialing in the opportunity to hear your voice so that they can associate your comments with your voice in the future. Yes, Commissioner Robinson.
Thank you. Really quick, I think you actually said that today's the 14th and today's the 21st. So can you just clarify to make sure?
Oh my gosh. For the record, today is actually Thursday the 21st. Thanks very much, Chandra. Tim Herron.
Thank you, Commissioner. This is Tim Herron, Senior Planner, and living a perpetual Groundhog Day, so I didn't even catch that you said the 14th because I've lost track. I just know we're in the month of May.
Yeah.
But I'm glad the record is clear.
Absolutely. Laura Duval.
Hello, Laura Duval, hearings clerk. Welcome.
Thank you very much for all of the work you are doing on our behalf today, Laura.
Thank you.
Brian Tierney.
Hello, Brian Tierney here.
Brian, okay. Stacy Monroe.
Hello, good afternoon.
And Laura Lillard.
Hi there, good afternoon.
Okay, is there Hillary Adam?
Hello, Hillary Adam, BDS.
And is there any other city employee, any staffer or planner that I have not called on? Okay, thank you very much. Moving on to commissioners, Commissioner Rodriguez.
Sam Rodriguez, I'm Commissioner, Design Review Commissioner.
Commissioner Molinar.
Jessica Molinar, Design Review Commissioner.
Commissioner McCarter. Okay, hit that mute button, Brian. We are not hearing you.
Brian McCarter, Design Commissioner.
Thank you very much. Commissioner Robinson.
Chandra Robinson, Design Commissioner.
And Commissioner Vallister.
Yeah, Bob Vallister, Design Commission.
And I am Julie Livingston. Commission members are private citizens appointed by the mayor to provide review of new construction or remodeling of projects within designated design zones. We are not paid, but serve entirely as volunteers. More detailed information regarding the purpose and function of the commission can be found in the Portland Zoning Code. Commission members must declare a conflict of interest, bias, or ex parte contact prior to the staff presentation of a particular case. If a commission member has a conflict of interest or bias, they are not allowed to participate in commission discussion or voting on that project. If a commission member has had an ex parte contact, they must declare the substance of it on the record, and it is subject to rebuttal. Today we have both a type 3 land use review and a type 2 appeal. There is further reading to be done for each of those, but I will wait and do that when we reach the item on the agenda. And today's agenda is relatively light. We will begin with a very short items of interest, followed by a briefing on DOZA, the Design Overlay Zoning Amendments project. We will follow that at about 2:20 with a type 3 land use review for the OHSU truck turnaround and multimodal hub. And we will end the day beginning at about 4:05 with the type 2 appeal of American Towers. And I think, Laura, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that anyone who is joining the call today has the opportunity to be here and listen to the entirety of the design review process, or they can come in and out. And so, for instance, if there are people who are here now for American Towers, they could choose to leave and come back at 4:05 because that agenda item will start no earlier than 4:05.
Correct. They can come in and out with their link.
Okay, great. So if there is anyone here, if there are any attendees here who are here for American Towers, we won't start that agenda item until 4:05.
That's great, Julie. Excuse me, sorry. Julie, that's great. I think just like you do in the hearing room, I've been channeling that a lot during these webinars. Is kind of you're really good at doing that, and I think it's really kind of nice that you could see the room right now, so to speak, and giving people a heads up that we're going to stick to the timeline that we're hoping for. But if we do, and we are advising people to come back at a certain time, let's make sure we at least do not start before that time.
Right, we won't.
To give them that assurance.
I think that this agenda, which is posted online, is a commitment to starting no earlier than the posted time.
Correct.
Okay. And that means, for the benefit of the folks who are here for OHSU, 2:20 is our start time on that at the very earliest. Returning to item number one, items of interest. Tim Herron, do you have any items of interest to share with commission?
I felt like I preached this and spoke to this last Thursday when we technically had our first virtual hearing, and we really only had items of interest, and we had a lot of interesting things to talk about. One was obviously warming up to this whole new format, and I just want to say today really is our first true hearing. We have a briefing, we have a land use case, we have a type 2 appeal. I personally, and I'm just going to say this again since we have more people available, I'm extremely excited that we have this path into a public display, a public forum where people can more readily attend. They don't need to drive downtown, or in the case of some of our appellants, walk a few blocks, sit in the hearing room. I can only imagine the chairs that everyone is sitting in right now are more comfortable than the chairs in 2500A. I'm constantly finding myself comparing it to that moment. And I'm constantly finding myself that this is a very accessible format. Obviously you need internet and you need a phone or a laptop. And I think there's some accessibility challenges there for some. But I do look forward to a future when we get through this craziness that we're all experiencing together, that we have the opportunity to have a hearing room again, where we can attend physically and or virtually and thread that needle of full accessibility. So I'm tickled. I think this is great. I think this is gonna be a great hearing today. Everyone's gonna get heard. It's gonna be very transparent. I'm gonna admit this, and I'm gonna say it to Jessica, my face is available for everyone to see. So my facial expressions will be transmitted for everyone to see now, not just the back of my head. So I'm working through that myself. So that's the only interesting thing I would offer. We have a full hearing today. So unless you have other questions, or if any other BDS staff or Laura or Brian have anything to give a heads up on, let's roll. Let's do this.
Thank you, Tim. Does anyone else have an item of interest they would like to share? And I include commissioners in that.
Not me.
I'm good.
Okay. I think we're all right. So we will move on to item number 2 on our agenda, which is a briefing.